You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Mark is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's not getting a call back from a date he went on with Emily.
Aww.
Darn it.
So we'll find out how his date went and see if we can get him another date if he still wants one after he finds out why she's ghosting him. Hey, Mark, thank you for your email, man. Before we get into your date and stuff, how long has it been since you heard from Emily?
It's been over a week now.
Okay. And how many times have you reached out to her in that week?
I said two-ish times.
Two-ish times. Okay.
I sent a photo one time, so I guess the third.
Okay. Three times.
Three times in a week. All right. I mean, that's right about the limit. Yeah. So she's definitely ghosting you. And tell us about the date. What do you think happened?
So the date itself, I thought it went really well. I was honestly a little nervous because I hadn't gone on a date very recently. So I showed up early, and when she showed up, she was looking gorgeous. And we ended up having good conversation. We had dinner and dessert. Ooh. So I thought that was a good sign. And everything seemed to be going well. But towards the end, right before we were wrapping up, she looked at her phone, said that she had a family emergency, and just left in a hurry.
Mm. Oh, weird.
Because she may have been using it as an excuse to leave.
Yeah, it's Bennett, by the way. We just hear this all the time, like the quote-unquote family emergency.
And, oh, no.
You know, you never hear from them again.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess, like, I just wasn't even thinking that that was a possibility because it felt like it was going so well at the time. But then I tried to contact her over the next few days, and you know, that's when I didn't hear anything back. And so after, like, 4 or 5 days, I kind of sent, like, one last message. Hey, like, you know, I had a really great time, haven't heard anything, and still nothing back.
She didn't give you any details about, like, what that emergency could have been, like, any context details so that you could follow up on what happened?
No, she didn't. And I just didn't want to be, if it was, like, intrusive, or, if, you know, I didn't know her well enough, so I didn't want to, like, get too involved.
You also don't want to leave her hanging that, you know, she ran out of a date and you think like something could be going wrong with her. So it's kind of a weird place to be in.
I don't know. And then it's like afterwards I start thinking like maybe it was, you know, maybe it was me. Maybe I don't know. I had spilled some barbecue sauce on my shirt just before. Mm-hmm. Like right kind of, it was kind of towards my side. I kept trying to position
my arm. So you took the shirt off. So you're sitting there with your shirt off when she came in. Understandable. Yeah. I would have done the same thing, but sometimes it rubs people the wrong way.
Right.
I kept trying to cover it. It was just over my side, so I kept kind of putting my arm over it so that she wouldn't look. And maybe I was sitting weird. Maybe it was just like, and if she saw it, maybe she was just like, oh, this is, you know, I can't take care of myself. Like, I don't know. It could have been that.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like you're a little bit in your head about the barbecue sauce, but I know how that is. If you have something on your shirt and you're uncomfortable.
Usually the other person doesn't really, they don't even notice. It's usually in your head.
Yeah, well, I hope it wasn't that, but I just want to know, you know, what happened.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll figure it out. We'll play a song and then come back and call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you. And if you still want another date after you hear the reason, try to get you another one, okay?
All right, thanks so much.
All right, your first date follow-up. All right, we'll play a song, come back, and your first date follow-up is coming up next. Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, and Mark is on the phone. He's not getting a call back from Emily.
Oh,
so we're about to call her and see if we can figure out why he's getting ghosted and maybe get him another date. Mark, before we call Emily for you, why don't you refresh everybody's memory? Give a real quick recap of the situation.
Yeah, so I met Emily on a dating app. We talked a little bit before deciding to meet up. On the date, everything seemed like it went well. We had good conversation. We made it through dessert. Then towards the end, she had to leave because of a family emergency. And I haven't heard from her since. And I was a little concerned that maybe it was because of this this barbecue stain that was on my shirt. Or oh.
All right. Well, we're about to call her and see if we can get her on the phone and then ask her why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date. You ready?
Yes, thanks.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Emily?
This is she.
Emily, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I'm calling from a radio show, and it's called The Jubal Show.
Hello.
Okay.
Hi. Emily, we do a segment on our show, and it's called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with someone, and then you end up ghosting them, that person can ask us to call you and ask you why you're ghosting them. So we got an email about you from one of our listeners that mm-hmm. you're ghosting.
Wait, that I'm ghosting?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No one's coming to mind.
All right. No. Well, let's see if I can refresh your memory. His name's Mark.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So you went out on a date with Mark like a week ago. He said he liked you a lot. He said he really enjoyed it and you haven't called him back. So he's wondering if you did something wrong.
Yeah. No, it's not like, no, he didn't do anything wrong. It was honestly just like, I wasn't really feeling much of anything. So that's basically all there is to it. Like,
he said that you guys were at dinner and then dessert came and then all of a sudden you got a phone call and you said there was an emergency.
Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, I don't know. Isn't that what a lot of us kind of do when we figured out that we're not feeling it? We just kind of like find a way to exit.
Yeah, I do think it happens. Mark just really wants to know why.
The point I'm trying to make is like, I was going out with him to kind of like see if there were feelings because I was dating other people too. And so I just kind of wanted to see if I liked him. And throughout the course of the day, I realized that, like, there wasn't really the vibe that I wanted. And I wasn't really feeling it. So I was like, why drag it out any further? So.
Okay. He thought it might have been because he had barbecue sauce on his shirt.
He had barbecue sauce on his shirt?
Yeah, apparently. That's what he was worried about.
Okay. Well, no, I didn't know. He's not funny, but that's about it. That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay. Why not stick it out through dessert then if it was just... You know, you're just not really feeling it.
I feel like that's kind of what a lot of people do anyway. Like, okay, I'm not feeling this anymore. So why spend the rest of my time?
You could just communicate with him and say like, hey, like I enjoyed this date, but you know, as far as me and you moving forward, great guy, not the best connection. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just communicate that instead of just mm-hmm. disappearing.
Truth is like, I did get a text. It just wasn't a family emergency. It was okay. The other guy that I was seeing, and he texted me and he asked me to make it official with him.
Oh.
So, yeah. And so it was just like, it kind of clarified what I feel about this other guy. And I just knew I had to get out of there.
So you left the date because you wanted to make it official with somebody else?
Yeah. Well, I texted him back and wound up saying yes. And so I kind of made it official with him right then and there while I was still on the date.
Oh, okay. Gosh. Yeah. Well, then you had to leave because if you didn't after you sent that text, you'd be cheating. So
yeah,
that explains it.
Okay. Right.
All right. Well, thank you for telling us the truth. I appreciate that. And I'm mm-hmm. also tell you the truth now. Mark is on the phone and he's been listening in real time and he's heard everything that you said and he does want to talk to you still.
I guess that answers that then. I do still wish you would have told me.
I mean, like, that would have been a very weird thing to kind of tell you. I feel like everyone just kind of ghosts everybody, so I thought that would be easier.
I could see that being an awkward, hey, by the way, I just got a text from this other guy I'm dating, and I said that I would be his girlfriend, so
gotta go.
Probably going to skip the peach cobbler.
Oh, that's all fair. I bet that guy doesn't have barbecue sauce stains on his shirt either.
I mean, like, honestly, I didn't even know that you, like, had stuff on your shirt. So it's all good. I just, I've been talking to this other guy for a long time, so we were just a lot closer to that point. And
I get that. I guess I'm just wondering, if you're so close, why were you out eating barbecue back ribs with me?
I was still trying to clarify how I felt, because I felt like, you know, I didn't know if I felt anything for you, and I wasn't sure where I was going with him. And so, like, it kind of all made sense once he texted me.
Well, sounds like it wasn't that serious thing, because if you had given me the full date, you wouldn't have had any questions. I assure you that.
Well, I didn't have any questions about him once he said he wanted to make it official. So I was just like, I didn't want to leave any ambiguity. I wanted out immediately, so you understood.
What kind of car does this guy drive? I bet it's like a Volvo.
A Volvo?
Why are you even asking me what kind of car he drives?
Because I drive a classic Bronco, and it's awesome. Because I bet he doesn't make enough money to have a car like mine. Tooting around town in his little Volvo. Whatever. You can have fun with your little Volvo boy. I'll be good.
I mean, he doesn't drive what you're driving, but he knows how to drive me right, so.
Oh okay.
Wow.
Well, just to let you know that Cheesecake...
Not anymore. That'd be cheating.
Yeah, I'm not interested either, because I'm also dating a lot of people, so.
Oh, all right. Then it sounds like you'd be good, then.
See you later, Emily. Have fun with Volvo Boy.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.